Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans.
$829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Sleep.com/Fightful changed my life before there even was a helixsleep.com/Fightful. A few years ago, I needed a better night's sleep. I looked for the best mattress online and I found Helix and their incredible reviews. I took their online quiz. It took me about 2 or 3 minutes and I was matched up to their Dusk Luxe model. I now have two of their mattresses in my home. It's phenomenal. If somebody comes over and sleeps at my house, I want them to have a wonderful Helix mattress. I wanted to invest in my sleep and the comfortability of others as well. And you can do that as well at helixsleep.com/Fightful. You'll take that quiz, get matched up to one of the many mattress options that they have that suits your needs, and it ships straight to your door. And if for some reason you don't like it after 100 nights, they'll come and get it for free. They're not going to make you pay to ship it back. They're going to make it easy for you. Incredible reviews. Flexible financing options are available. helixsleep.com. Invest in your sleep. You will never regret it. Ideally, you spend 1/3 of your life in your bed anyway. You're going to want this. They've got an incredible warranty and tons of options for you. helixsleep.com/Fightful.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to Fightful. Sean Ross Sapp is here. Jimmy Van is not. I hit up Jimmy today. I was like, hey, you doing this show? What's going on here? Haven't heard back from him. But by God, I'm here. I'm going to answer your super chats, your humper chats. While we're here, the AEW on Max era has started. The WWE on Netflix era has started. We're going to have a scoops thread on FightfulSelect.com. We'll address a very slight price change to Fightful Select as well. But go ahead, get those super chats in. Get those humper chats in. You can do that at humperchats.com or here on YouTube.com/Fightful. I know that, we have so many people that watch on X, on Twitch, on Facebook, any number of places like that. So humperchats.com is where you go if you're not watching on YouTube and can't send super chats that way. But I did want to address the price change of Fightful Select. We announced this yesterday, and I will say the reception to it has been very welcoming, which I greatly appreciate. But it is something that is important to me. And it's something I wanted to talk about because I mentioned it on Monday that I was actively pushing against a price increase of Fightful Select. I was against the paywall in general. Now, objectively, it has changed my life and the life of many others that work with on Fightful. Like, we would not be able to give price increase or pay increases or the like, but if that wouldn't have happened. But we have never changed that price from, 2018 all the way up to 2025. And, you know, a lot of things increased in price over that point. And when we discussed it, I was like, well, it's important for me to make it still the most affordable wrestling news service in the world. Because listen, I have been there. I was there less than 10 years ago where I couldn't afford to pay for wrestling news. But I wanted to make it a thing where if you could, you wouldn't question it because it was so affordable. Now, listen, if you jump in my messages and say, or you can wait 20 minutes and get it for free, you're going to get blocked because you're a jerk. Because, listen, we do the legwork. We do the reporting. We do the confirming. We do all that. We debunk other people who don't do that work and the like. And that type, the work is important to us. I don't take it that seriously unless it needs to be taken serious, but like, don't hop in somebody's mentions and undermine their work. So
after I had mentioned all that on Monday, Jimmy hit me up on Tuesday, said, we're doing it the end of January. And his idea was to increase each tier by a dollar. We have a, we had a $5 tier that will now be $6. We have a $10 tier, but I told him, well, I don't want to increase that tier. That is largely a thank you for what you do tier and an early access tier. So if you want to see our interviews early, you're able to do that for $10 a month. And then we have like a $50 tier where people are just, again, it, usually we have a lot of aggregators that will subscribe at that level. And that's, we greatly appreciate that because a lot of people, a lot more than the 40 people that work at Fightful make money off of Fightful's work. And that's just the news game. But it was something that was very important to me. And it isn't something that I take lightly. And I'm hoping it will be the last one. And when I compared the $6 price to the relative increase from inflation, it would have been like $6.50 or something. And I was happy about that. Now, I'm sure we're going to lose some subscriptions as a result, but we will still have the free tier. We're working on some additional options for that, especially with some of our sponsors as well. But yeah, it's something I did want to address and did want to talk about because, man, I've been saying best $5 in the business for almost 7 years now. And that is something that you know, I have helped build my career on and is something that obviously I will continue to put an awful lot of work in. I will say this. I have never thought that there is any other wrestling subscription news service that gives you guys as much for not just for your pay as Fightful Select, but specifically for $5. I think that is also a thing that is something that I take very seriously. And I just want to say I appreciate you guys. Get your super chats, get your humper chats in. We will still have a free tier, by the way. There are so many of those, but there are still, like, we've got thousands and thousands of free tier subscribers. And if you subscribe to the free tier, you can see the headlines and stuff and decide if you want to subscribe along the way. Now, the annual price, you can lock that in this month. This change doesn't happen till the end of January. You can still lock it in at $54 a year. And then at the end of the month, it will be like $64, I think. I think there might be a way to lock in multiple years. I don't know how they do that. There used to be an option where you could do like multi-year and then get all that for $54 a year. I don't know if that's still the case. I don't know if I don't exactly know how that works, but I'll look into it. Plenty of super chats, plenty of humper chats. Cody James says, no injury at the Rumble. Happy New Year. You'll notice on his Twitter, even though the Jericho Cruise had advertised him for January 31st, he said February 2nd through 4th. The Rumble is on the 1st. So don't know yet, but I mean, he teased a little bit about maybe popping up on, what was it, the Rumble on the NXT show, I believe it was. But I haven't heard of them using him anymore as of this moment. It could happen. I don't know if he would fit on the Netflix show, especially if it's not 3 hours. We'll see how things go on Monday. But right now, he's leaving the door open. Have you heard who will be commentating SmackDown now that Michael Cole heads back to Raw with McAfee? So I asked WWE about this. I have a little Twitter subscription gimmick for $3 that it all goes to charity, and I'll post some things that I hear in real time. And they said that Joe Tessitore would let them know his plans. I hope he goes to SmackDown. Him and Corey Graves, I think, would be very good. I love Joe Tessitore. He's been fantastic. I hope this isn't like a temporary thing for him. And I'm hoping that he remains on commentary for a long time. Like, man, I think he's been a home run. I think he's been a big winner for WWE. And he's somebody that I want to see stick around. Like, maybe it's because I romanticize his voice because I played Fight Night and I love Fight Night. I love that game. It was so good. And it was such a familiar, welcoming voice for me. But I think that keeping Joe Tessitore involved is really good. You were looking at like maybe a year, year and a half ago, where they, quite frankly, did not have enough good talent on commentary. And now they've got an abundance of it. PWN reported on their X account this summer that Pete Dunne is close to re-signing with WWE. Is that true? I am of the belief, and not to minimize them or anything, but I'm of the belief that was because they assumed his contract would be up because of a 3-year period or something. I had heard nothing regarding his contract at that point. And they had asked me a couple times, like, about some other contracts that hypothetically would be up around now. And I've just heard nothing else. Wesley Hams or says Ben Hamlin. I think you mean Ben Hameen. Said Rock is penciled in to win the Rumble. Is this right? Creative has been told absolutely nothing involving The Rock as of today. As of today, Creative hasn't been given any plans regarding what he's doing, what he's not doing, anything. In fact, there were some talent that were kind of joking and saying, you know, we're at the mercy of The Rock and what his decision will be in that way. So he's the type of guy that can pretty well do whatever it is that he wants to do. Like if he wants to roll up the week before and do something like that, well, he's able to because he's The Rock and he's got that ability. He's got that. He's just got that ability to do that, man. RIP, the best $5 gimmick, AEW on Max is fire. Yeah, I'm going through. I'm trying to notice some of the changes. There are some theme songs that have changed. I noticed Young Bucks' old theme, which I thought was done by their dad, but it was done by Meat Sauce Media. That's changed. Like, Awesome Kong's theme changed. Lucha Brothers' theme changed. There were some edits and adjustments there that definitely were... had to be moved, but for a variety of reasons. Like they didn't own all these themes, so they had to get clearances or not get clearances. But they definitely had some adjustments along the way. So the best $5 in the business thing. Listen, we were thinking of literally every song with six in it. We're gonna six you up. I want your six. Come on. We'll be all right. Any idea if The Rock is scheduled for Raw? They were definitely, and when I say they, those involved with the Intuit Dome were definitely hopeful that he would be months ago, but I've not heard any real updates since then. I mean, obviously, he's a guy you want for Raw on Netflix for a lot of reasons. I don't have any insight on this, but it's hard for me to believe that Penta and Becky won't be involved. To me, you have, like, if you're doing a 3-hour show, you have a big surprise each hour. It's like Penta, Becky, Rock. That would be really, really awesome, right? But as of now, people that I've talked to haven't been told anything firm. What they'll do is they will keep that quiet generally up until like a day or two before, and then like word will leak out, or you know, you'll see. I don't want to name an account or anything like that. But you'll see an account that will be like, oh, they're getting close to, and then that's to kind of conjure up the hype for that. Will Speedball be on Dynamite tonight? He's eligible to be on Dynamite tonight. Fightful Selected reported his contract is officially up now. He was always headed to AEW, but his contract with TNA technically wasn't up till the end of the year. I don't get that. And that's something that I think should be amended in an awful lot of these deals, is that first off, exclusive paid per appearance is stupid unless you get a stipend. I encourage pro wrestlers, do not sign exclusive paid per appearance deals unless you are getting like $1,000 monthly and then your day rate on top of that. The number of wrestlers that I have seen that have come along and been like, yeah, not happy with this exclusive paid per appearance thing because they're not getting booked. And as a result, they're also not getting money. But it's one of those things where obviously you look at the opportunity and you go, well, maybe this will be good for me. But it rarely is, man. Like, it rarely is. Usually people end up regretting these exclusive PPA deals because they don't have guaranteed money coming to them in any capacity. I mean, otherwise, it's just an indie deal. But Speedball is available now. His deal was up. But the point of all that, the point of that extended rant that I went on was that he had finished his dates in October but couldn't work anywhere else in November and December. Now, I don't know if he had a monthly fee on top of that, but SRS, do you think the Death Riders might pull an elite for gold? Like Marina, price increase is worth it. Appreciate your honesty. What is Ospreay's next feud? I would move Ospreay into something. They'll probably run back the Fletcher match. They'll probably run that one back, knowing them. Then I would move him into something completely different. I don't think the Death Riders should pull an elite for the gold. I think they should move away from that. Assuming they need to wrap up Finn Damian first, when do you think we'll get the first Finn Dom match? Since that's definitely the end goal. I'm hoping that it will be like sometime like in the next couple months, because I'm ready to see the Judgment Day Fracture. I'm ready to see that move on. It's a different era. I want to see Damian Priest move to SmackDown to get away from all them. That's what I would like to see. Will it happen? I doubt it. They really, really like to hammer that home. What are your WWE and AEW 2025 predictions? Well, I do think that AEW will sort of course correct with some of their top stories. To me, I don't think you can keep Death Riders going for another 5 months, 5.5 months just to crown Darby, to have like Christian beat him immediately, and then go right back to the heat. Really, you want to book a year straight of heat? Wrestling right now is a very fan service industry. It's a very babyface industry. So I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't go for heat when you're trying to sell subscriptions. You're probably going to have a whole lot of people not happy with whatever the max pay-per-view thing is going to be, because even if it was $10 extra or $10 off the pay-per-view price, people are going to be mad that they're not included because of the great Peacock deal that they can get now. With WWE, I think slowly you're going to see them scale back prices on tickets, because like I was at MSG the other day, it wasn't sold out. They're pricing some families out there. So I think they're going to kind of scale back in that regard and make things a little bit more affordable. Is Benjamin reliable? I have zero frame of reference for Benjamin, none at all, and his reliability or anything like that. I'm sorry. I'm not familiar with him ever reporting anything. If he has, if he hasn't, anything. Will they film ROH now after and before the show? Yes. So I had asked today, they weren't sure, or the people that I talked to weren't exactly sure what was going to end up being filmed right before and after, but they believed it was ROH. They believed that instead of like 2 hours after Dynamite and Collision, you'd get probably an hour of ROH before or after Dynamite. Have you heard any legends booked for the Raw January 6th show? No, I've not. But I will say this, and you know, we made light of the Mark Henry card and the Christmas card that the legends got. They do this a lot more now. They're signing a lot more Legends deals. They are bringing Legends in to do video game stuff, to do merchandising stuff. And they're doing it at a higher rate, and they're passing out pamphlets backstage to educate the audience on who exactly, or not the audience, the talent on who they are. And to me, it's good. It's good. Could we see a WWE and AEW partnership for Forbidden Door? No, no chance. No chance of that happening anytime relatively soon. Mr. Burr Wayne, good friend of mine, says, Happy New Year from the Gorilla Press family, TNA champion Masha, MLW Zakira. I love both of them. Says, AEW's Renegades, pro wrestling's favorite announcer, Sam Laterna. She is phenomenal. She's phenomenal. Looks like such a star. And the silverback himself, Rob Rodriguez. Happy New Year to you as well, my friend. And he says, how much of Cody's comments about The Rock and his involvement and the past mania do you believe will play into the future? Well, I know that was a confusing and frustrating situation for Cody, for a lot of people in WWE, a lot of people near the creative. Very, very confusing and frustrating situation. And it's hard to believe that they won't play off that because they already played off of Cody Crybabies, right? Everybody kind of knows what The Rock is and what he's about. Like, I was so shocked that people, when I had reported, yeah, there was no real plan or like anything tied to him appearing at the Bad Blood thing. People were like, no, they wouldn't do that with no plan. I'm like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Think of like every time The Rock showed up for years. It'd be like an Austin Theory or a Baron Corbin or a Miro or somebody gets embarrassed or something like that. It's just a more high profile thing now because he's associated with WWE in an official capacity. So, yeah, I think they will reference it. What surprises will we see tonight on Dynamite? That, I don't know. I think Speedball would be a good one. I don't think Kenny will be there. I think he was supposed to leave for Japan today. I know Athena did. Willow was already over there. But I'd be surprised if we see like Young Bucks or anybody like that, because I think most of those guys go over there a few days early. Fancher says, got my Nord subscription so I can try to watch everything on Netflix. Can't wait to see how it goes. Thanks for being awesome. That's $5 a month or $54 a year in the game. Yeah, about that. Well, he actually sent that super chat a couple days ago ahead of the hump, or I guess this technically isn't the hump today, but whatever. But listen, let's tell you about Nord. Are high pay-per-view prices getting to you? Maybe MLB blackouts, maybe the insane cost of Sunday ticket, whatever it might be. NordVPN.com/Fightful is here to help. You get NordVPN.com/Fightful. You change your virtual location with one click. Maybe you want to be in the West Coast when you can't watch a game on the East Coast. They got you covered. Maybe the pay-per-view prices are just too high or there's too many of them. Switch your virtual location overseas and get the prices that they're paying there. NordVPN.com/Fightful does it all for you. And that's in addition to their password manager, their protection on public Wi-Fi, the ability to use it on all your devices, including your router, your TV. It doesn't matter. They've got you on all those. And a 30-day money-back guarantee. Maybe you're just feeling wild and you want to try it. Well, you know what? In 30 days, if you don't like it, spoiler, you will. You can get your money back. NordVPN.com/Fightful. So NordVPN allows you, and we'll have an article up on this. By the way, they are sponsoring the Fightful Awards, which I'm so grateful for. You can get NordVPN, get Netflix, and you can effectively cut out cable if you just have cable to watch wrestling. I mean, listen, to me, like for me right now, it is down to wrestling and football. And I'm about to cancel my cable subscription and just watch SmackDown via NordVPN on Netflix overseas. So you change your virtual location, then you're able to get onto your Netflix over there and watch the show. Pretty incredible. Pretty incredible. Hear anything on the status of Kevin Owens' contract? I've asked. I assume that he's re-signed, but he's being very quiet about it as of right now. Like, he's not putting a lot of information out there regarding what his deal is. Cause I think that's sort of a part of his story right now, is that people assume, but they don't officially know, right? Like, they don't know. No. I think it's a pretty fair assumption that he has resigned, but yeah. Any updates on the WWE transfer portal? No, it was a stupid ass idea. All due respect to the person who came up with it. Just say that it don't mean shit. Just say that your brand split doesn't mean shit. Have they even mentioned that lately? Sometimes I'll tune out a little bit on commentary. Boy, the transfer portal. What a transfer portal. Why the hell are we doing this? Why? You think Miro shows back up eventually? I think he's done with AEW. He asked for his release a while back. He hasn't gotten it. He's still there, but yeah, I think he's done. Men, if you've lost your hair, it does not mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who have found their hair again. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. It makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose between personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. There are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/fightful. That's HIMS.com/Fightful for your personalized hair loss treatment options. That's HIMS.com/Fightful. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And that's unfortunate because it looked, he seemed really like the guy that would benefit just amazingly well from AEW. AEW's leaned out of their meat division. I don't like it. I mean, listen, some of it you can't really help, right? Like some of it, like what are you going to do? Because Keith Lee got hurt, Wardlow got hurt, etc. Miro wouldn't play ball or so they claim. Jake Hager didn't work out and he's gone. How would you debut Penta in WWE, face or a heel? He's going to be a baby face. He's going to team with Rey Mysterio, I believe. I think what they'll do is they'll lay out Joaquin Wilde and Dragon Lee, and they will probably, and Cruz del Toro, and they'll probably lean into, well, who the hell's Rey going to have now? And it'll be Penta. I think it should be Penta until the day that Penta snaps and and does really well as a heel. Oh, I can't wait for Penta in WWE. He did great in AEW. Don't let anybody outside of the merchandising. Did they fumble the merchandising? Yes, I believe they did. His booking was just fine. His booking was great in Lucha Underground. I thought it was really good in AEW. I think they're going to use him really, really well in WWE. Nelson says, with the amount of content that both WWE and AEW put out on a weekly basis, do you ever see pay-per-views and PLEs going away so they can make their weekly shows more important? The only way this would happen is if a third party like Max came along and said, well, we will pay you X amount of dollars in order to just do a TV deal. And don't not do special events. And it would need to be so much that it makes it worth it. And I don't see that happening anytime soon. I don't see that happening. I mean, at one point, you know, Peacock came along and said, hey, bring these over here. We'll license out your PLEs. But WWE's cannibalized their pay-per-view model. Like, they can't go back. And I know that's an important thing for AEW, is they're like, well, we don't want to cannibalize it and not be able to go back. But also that leads me to believe that there wasn't a service willing to give AEW enough money to where it would make sense. I think that WWE, the WWE Network, is a big part of their reemerging success. And I mean, they had some mainstream success, like, you know, like 2016-ish as well. And when Ronda popped up and all that stuff. But the ease of access of their programming and their big shows, I think, is a big part of why it is so popular. And that's something that, like, an AEW has to weigh. That's something that they have to look at and go, well, is it going to be worth it for us to not have 100,000 pay-per-views bought anymore and hope that, what, 400,000 or 500,000 people are going to watch our PLEs on this service? And that they gave me that money for it. It's a tough thing to weigh unless you've got that money in hand, unless you've got that guarantee there. Get your super chats, get your humper chats in. Please leave a thumbs up on this video as well. If you hop in the comments and you want to ask some questions there after the fact, what I'll start doing on some of the shows is I'll start answering some questions there. We're going to have some new content coming to Fightful's YouTube, as well as Twitter, as well as Facebook. I'm looking to produce, I don't want to specifically say like Cultaholic, Wrestle Talk, et cetera, wrestling bios type of videos, but we are going to do some that are sort of similar to that. So if you have experience in editing and scripting those, we are going to look to do those, and we're looking for sponsors for those as well. Lord Peter says, Happy New Year, SRS. Tired of Ospreay eating pins to elevate everyone else at his own expense. Any shot of a heel turn? I don't think a heel turn. I think that he took his pins in 2024, and then in 2025, he ain't going to be taking those pins. That's what I think should happen. So let's take a look back at really his booking, his matches, all that stuff over the last 7-8 months. Let's look at those as I pull up his cage match profile. Like he's eaten a lot of losses. He lost to Okada. He lost to Ricochet. He lost to Darby Allin. He lost to Kyle Fletcher. He lost in the Takeshita match. My God, man. He lost to MJF. Lost to Swerve. That is since June 30th. Since June 30th, since he came in, lost to a bunch of people. I think after that, he goes on a big spree. He needs to be there, Cody. He's a very lovable guy. Lovable guy. Mr. Burt Wayne says, Gorilla's got plenty of editing and production experience. Listen, got to be able to script them as well. If you want to pass along those samples, I will pass them along to Jimmy. We got Jesse Henrik saying, who you got for the ladder and TV titles at Wrestle Kingdom? Well, let's go ahead and pull up the Wrestle Kingdom card here. Big weekend, by the way. We will have a post show that is planned. But, oh, man. Oh, I love the Rambo as well. Love the Rambo. So do you mean the, I think you mean the ladder match at like this week on TV. If so, I've got Private Party. Now the TV title, let's see here. My God. Sometimes I forget that freaking title exists. They've screwed up their titles so much. I'm like, man, what are we doing here? Like, why is it all the time? No, you mean the Tokyo Terror ladder match. So Kevin Knight's contract is up. I think he'll get some interest elsewhere. There's another person besides TJP whose contract is up. I think it might be Robbie Eagles and Fujita. But I feel like New Japan is very confident in their ability to re-sign people as well. As far as TV title, I'd love to see Phantasmo win that. I think that'd be cool. But yeah, I haven't had the same buzz for Wrestle Kingdom the last couple of years. Where's Stokely been? Taking some time off. Please tell me we're not getting Cena Logan at Mania. That has not been seriously discussed at this point. I don't know where that came from. Will Josh Alexander go to WWE or AEW? I think both would want him, but I feel like WWE would be a good fit. They wanted to bring him into NXT. He's shown that he's valuable in like the WWE style as well. He can have banger matches. He's big, muscular, looks like a WWE guy. But I'll lean WWE, but I haven't heard anything either way. But I don't think he's staying in TNA. Who do you have for the ladder? And I read that one. One second. I hear from Jimmy. Nothing to do with the show, by the way. Do you think Speedball debuts in the Gauntlet next week? If not there, then when? If not there, then tonight. But the Gauntlet would be a really good one, I think. I think it'd be great. I mean, it's something that AEW can probably lean on and condition you to be like, okay, well, there's surprises for this. But I mean, they did that with the Casino Battle Royal, and then like some of the surprises, people were just like, oh, really? Like, you know what I mean? Like, nothing was ever good enough. Happy New Year. What do you think the likelihood Malakai Black stays in AEW? Love House of Black despite stop-start booking. Well, assuming AEW picked up his options, he would be under contract for years. I know that decision on AEW's half would have been coming up soon. I just don't know when or if or anything like that. Heard any surprises for SmackDown Friday? I haven't. Full disclosure, I won't have the Scoops thread on Friday. As a result, I'll be out Friday. But yeah. Any surprises expected for the Cincinnati shows? Hoping for Speedball and Omega. So I haven't heard of any surprises, but I will say this. WBD asked them to put an emphasis on that show, which is why it's called Maximum Carnage or something like that. So I would expect them to at least load it up at least what AEW considers loading it up. Maybe Tony thinks that putting, you know, an international title match against somebody you know isn't going to win the international title might be that. Who knows? But they were asked to add an emphasis to that. Ardu, it says, Happy New Year. Oh, I just read that one. Mr. Burt Wayne says, would you consider debuting a heel Pentagon and Rey feud until Phoenix joins Penta to then feud with Rey and then Dragon Lee, a good program? Yeah, I think that Penta and Rey Fénix versus Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee is a good program. And that is something that I think will happen down the line. I have been looking at Dragon Lee as a potential teammate for Rey Mysterio for quite a while. And then Penta pops up and I'm like, yeah, okay. Well, that is definitely a more marquee tag team, right? And something that I think they need because the tag team division has just been completely lacking. So I wouldn't mind Penta teaming with Rey and then immediately turning on Rey. I think that would be cool. And you bridge that until Rey Fénix is available. I read that one. Do you think SmackDown will be a work rate show? If so, a wrestler like Dragon Lee and Pete Dunne can help that brand. Well, almost everybody there can work. Like, almost everybody there can work. But yes, you're absolutely going to see longer matches on SmackDown. You're absolutely going to see people who have not been featured previously as well. You're going to see a lot of that. Who do you think will be Cena's first feud? some obnoxious heel that gets eliminated by Cena in the Rumble. Like, I don't think Cena wrestles until the Rumble, but then Cena eliminates him from the Rumble. Then they'll have a little match on probably Raw or Elimination Chamber after that. I hope it is a higher up guy, because I don't want to see, all due respect to you, Grayson Waller or Austin Theory, but those are the guys that, kind of guys that he was involved with before. Immediately remind people that John Cena is one of the greatest of all time. And again, that is not me taking a shot at Grayson Waller or Austin Theory. It's how they're booked. I think they're both really good performers, but Cena needs to be involved in something major. KE775 says, if Cena wins at the Rumble, what do you think he does at Elimination Chamber, considering he's been the centerpiece of advertising? I think that he'll take on one of the people that he eliminates in the Royal Rumble. I think that's exactly what he'll do. I don't know that for sure, but he should be involved in a singles match in some capacity there. I mean, he's been big in Toronto for a long time as well, but I think that's the likely direction. Guys, get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. We are approaching the end of the program here. We are running out of super chats, humper chats. A big reminder, nordvpn.com/Fightful. If you're like, man, I want to get rid of cable, but I don't want to miss wrestling, that is what you do. That's where you go. What percentage legitimacy, if any, would you give the Rumble card leak? 0%. Happens every year. It's always completely fake. I literally had a person who was on that list that said to me, I will not be at that show. They said, I will not be there. So 0%, maybe some guesses. What is your WWE dream match? Well, I mean, I don't know. Okay, it's Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, of people who are there. A Four Horsewomen Mania main event is one of them. Shield Triple Threat Mania main event is one of them. But those are, that's my big one right there. And Cena, or it's not Cena, CM Punk versus Steve Austin, even old broken down Steve Austin. Who do you think will beat Shinsuke for the title? I forgot he even had that title. I would like to see how these rosters hash out, but I think that they will get an increase in booking as well on a three-hour SmackDown. I think that that will happen. Like, it'll increased value. Will the World Heavyweight Championship and WWE titles swap brands? I think that's a real possibility. I think that Cody on Raw is something that is very likely. Gunther on SmackDown is very likely. And they want their big title on Raw. That's their big deal right now. I got people saying Andrade. That'd be a good one. I think that'd be a really, really good one. I think like a guy who was formerly world champion or formerly main event caliber could beat Shinsuke for it. Who wins Monday, Rollins or Punk? I'm assuming it's the first of a series. It should be Punk because Rollins needs something to kind of, you know, further descend him. The parallels between Seth Rollins and Hangman Page are very evident, and you see it. Like, it's all over the place. And that's one of my dream matches, by the way. The promo's there. But I think that he should lose that and, like, just further spiral him. Nulak City, my good friend. What a humper chat. Thank you so much. He says, Sean, miss you at the holiday show at MSG. I got in and got out. I apologize for that, but I did get in and get out. He says, hope you had a great time in NYC. It was busy. It made me realize how much I love Kentucky, but it was good to visit. This is Happy New Year. Thanks for continuing to provide us content through everything you've gone through. Pump for the simulcast for Dynamite tonight. Cheer, everyone. I'm excited for that, too. I want to hear you guys' experiences in watching the simulcast as well. I'm excited. It's a new era. Listen, I am not a Nielsen ratings guy, so I'm glad that for Raw and Dynamite is effectively over, except for bad faith things. What did Demon Diva put? Sorry, I didn't mean that. My dog stepped on my phone. What'd she do? What did she do? Where are we with her? What did Demon Diva do? What'd you do, Demon Diva? Fess up. Fess up. Only time I hear from her is when she trolls my chat. How would you book Roxanne in the main roster? Oh, she timed out someone because she's still a mod on here. I made Demon Diva a mod on here before she was ever a content creator. Me and her go way back. Like, we've been friends for almost a decade at this point, so she's still got mod powers here. If Demon Diva really wanted to sabotage Fightful on YouTube, she could just ban all of you guys and then comment at the top and be like, screw Fightful, come to Demon Diva's channel. Check out her reactions, all that good stuff. Oh, man. How would I book Roxanne on the main roster? Immediately in a feud with Bayley, and it's like Bayley looking in the mirror. That's what I would do quickly. You never told us. How'd your first New York Christmas go? It was busy. It was something like, listen, first off, Home Alone 2 is bullshit. I watched it in Times Square, which was a great experience. The New York pizza was great, but I've got a great New York pizza place right next to my house or up the road from my house. The cheesecake from the hotel was phenomenal. Best I've ever had. Destiny FOMO, good friend of ours, myself and my wife's, took us out for a very nice dinner lunch, and I had one of the best steaks of my life, had one of the best bagels of my life, New York bagels. But like, as far as like sightseeing, it was like, you couldn't get into FAO Schwartz. It was like a 3-hour line. Kevin McAllister's mom running up to the Rockefeller tree with nobody around it on Christmas Eve. That's bullshit. Doesn't happen. Doesn't exist. Not a real thing. Not a real thing. The ride from JFK to Times Square took longer than either one of my flights. So there was good and bad. There was good and bad. I'll come back in the summer. What does this simulcast mean? We are on Fightful, the website, right now. We're also on YouTube. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. That's all it means for AEW. They are also on Max while they are on TBS. Hope Liv isn't saddled with the Wyatts at Mania, as I hope she gets a major Mania match for all her hard work this year. I hope she gets a major Mania match, too. She deserves it. You know, for all the, you know, the Royal Rumble performances and all that stuff, she can't be the... She can't always be left out of the big matches and big moments. I think that she absolutely should be somebody that appears in those major matches. Will Cena be a Raw exclusive or opening for SmackDown since it's in Memphis in February? I don't know his schedule. I know that he is planning on working dozens of dates this year. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be twice a week, but I don't see him bound to just Raw or SmackDown. I think it'll be both. Does Chris's contract end soon, or is there a lot more years remaining? I don't have the information on that. I've never heard any plans for her to not be in AEW. Home Alone 2 was bullshit. Fightful. I love the movie. It's one of my favorite of all time. It's a classic. Watching it in that environment was so great. I wish I could have found it in a theater there. I watched Home Alone 1 at someplace in Louisville by the Brown Hotel. It was an incredible experience, but it was bullshit. Imagine a Netflix Total Divas, but for NXT. I think the need for that has expired. But for that audience, maybe they would like it. But a Total Divas for NXT would be so, like, I mean, you look at how scripted their dialogue is on the show. Imagine how bad it would be with a reality show. Do you think ROH gets a TV deal this year? I do. And they need it. They either need to do that or need to turn it into a PWG style super indie. It needs to be one of those. Guys, I want to thank you all so much. We got a couple more that popped in. Steven says, any news on Alexa Bliss? No. None. None that I've heard. I mean, I wish I could give you more for the money that you sent in, but I haven't heard a peep about it for quite a while. Patrick Faruga, you sent in a humper chat. Okay. Could an AEW-WWE crossover happen if it was a charity event like a wrestling Live Aid? Would you ever do submitted or voted on match reviews for Select. So funny you mentioned that. Submitted or voted on match reviews for Select. In the last couple of years, Jimmy had inquired about possibly purchasing a match rating system app website. When are the Fightful Awards? They're coming soon. I'm working on it. We have inquired with WWE, AEW, Stardom, New Japan, TNA, etc. For the acceptance speeches, as well as some of the independent talent. So we're gonna see when we can get speeches, because that's an important part of it for us. No Total Divas, let WWE superstars do Squid Games. I watched a recap of the first season of Squid Games because it's been so long that I forgot about it. And I wasn't that pumped to watch season two. Now I'm pumped to watch season two. Very, very pumped to watch it. As far as AEW and WWE crossover, sorry, I don't think that will happen. I think you could see like a cornhole tournament or a basketball game or something like that they might do. But I don't think that they will do any like a live aid thing unless you know, something absolutely catastrophic occurs. And it's something that could help. Guys, thank you all so much. Till next time, we're out.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.